This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Governor Charlie Baker says he has faith in his state corrections commissioner, this following the prison death of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez. Hernandez was serving a life sentence for murder when he apparently committed suicide inside the state's maximum security prison in Shirley this week. Baker says the number of prison suicides in the Bay State has declined in the past decade, but even one is too many.
Anytime anybody kills himself in a prison, something clearly went wrong.
State Attorney General Maura Healey is calling for an investigation into the high suicide rate in the state, as Massachusetts has the fourth highest rate of any state in the country. The death of Hernandez is also likely to spark debate on Beacon Hill among state lawmakers seeking to overhaul the state's criminal justice system. More on that from WBUR's Steve Brown at the State House.
Proposed changes to the criminal justice system have been in the works for over a year. The state turned to the Council of State Governments Justice Center, an outside think tank, to work with officials and other stakeholders in formulating a report which will serve as a framework for a bill now being developed. While the report did not address prison suicide directly, it does call for more programming to be offered to address the mental health needs of individuals who find themselves in the criminal justice system. Will Brownsberger is the Senate chair of the legislature's Judiciary Committee.
There's definitely a lot of momentum, I think, to get some changes made, the kinds of things that we've been talking about to improve people's prospects in prison and coming out of prison. So I think that hopefulness is something that we want to create for people, and I think that does tie into the issue of suicide.
Senator Brownsberger says DOC does have a lot of protocols in place that are oriented to suicide prevention, but adds he doesn't feel comfortable commenting on the extent to which DOC has all the right protocols in place. One legislator wonders if DOC should be the agency overseeing the mental health programs that are being offered inside the walls. Representative Ruth Balzer of Newton has filed a bill that would give the Department of Mental Health the oversight responsibility of mental health services in the state's prisons.
I don't think we're doing a good enough job. I think that there are mental health services provided to some prisoners, and the DOC, I think, understands that this is a priority. But again, they are public safety professionals and not mental health professionals. And I think it would be important to have the mental health authority of the state be more involved in the care of the mentally ill who are incarcerated.
Aaron Hernandez is not the first high-profile prison suicide to spark talk of the need for legislative changes. The death of John Salvi back in 1996 did as well. Salvi was an abortion opponent who was serving a life prison sentence for two deadly attacks on reproductive health clinics in Brookline. After he killed himself inside his cell at MCI Cedar Junction, a bill was filed that would require DOC to screen all incoming prisoners for mental illness and substance abuse, and if the evaluation found mental illness to be present, would require the department to provide mental health services at least equivalent to that available in the community. The bill died in a committee. After Salvi's death, his conviction, which was being appealed, was set aside by the sentencing judge. A bill was filed in 1997 that would have prevented a court from vacating a conviction upon the death of the defendant, but that bill never became law. Now, one of Hernandez's lawyers has indicated that since his client's murder conviction was under appeal, he will request that that conviction be quashed as well. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.